dein Pokémon.
This week's Parsha.
The Meraglim is a good opportunity to speak about the subject of spying. There's a Mishnah in Baba Basra, Das Samach, Ramad Aleph. It says, Laiftach Adam, Bechotha Shutvin, Pesach, Neged Pesach, Chalon, Neged Chalon. You're not allowed to open up window or a door facing someone else's window or door. Minan, I believe the Gemara asked, Dom Rabbi Yechanan, Dom Akra, the Pasuk says, Vayisal Bilam es Einov, Bilam opened his eyes, Vayayay es Yisrael, Yisrael Kla, Yisrael Shreichem Nishvatov. He saw them the way they were camped. Ma'aro, what did he see? Siro she'ein pisei aleim uchuvanim zeh k'neged zeh. The doors were not opposite each other. They couldn't peer into each other's houses. He says, oh, then k'day she'ei shechina shuri aleim. It's worthwhile then in such a situation. The shechina can be shuri where there is privacy. A lack of privacy is a issue of inferring with the shechina. That was the mile of Bilam saw of Klal Yisrael. Very nice. Passing the halacha, leiftach and simin kuf nun dalid hilchas shchemim. Leiftach adam chalon lechotzach. You cannot open up a window onto someone else's private property. This is very prevalent. You look around, as you go spying around Broughton Park, you see a lot of construction going on. Always a shaila windows. There's two shaila with windows. You come up with windows. One is somebody wants to extend their house and they're going to darken, block off someone else's window. That's a shah of ventilation and light, that's not a sugya. The shah is the other way around, is someone wants to open up a window onto someone else's garden, or opposite someone else's house. Is he allowed to or not? So the taina is, because the Gemara in Babasa, that base on that base on the base, is busy with the shah of Hezek Ru'iyah. The Rambam passed with Hilchot Shechenim Hezek Ru'iyah Shemei Hezek. That means it's possible to damage somebody just through vision, through looking. What's the damage? So the Mechaber in Simon Kuf Nun Gimel gives an example. Somebody wants to, let's say, set up a plant box outside his window, put a hook outside his window. He says, so he's facing someone else's garden. It says, the person who is the neighbor, the person who owns the garden, he can stop him. Because what you're doing is, what's going to happen if he's going to be watching his plants, going to peer into someone else's garden. Peering into someone else's garden will cause a hezek ri'iyah. What's the hezek? The hezek is because the person says, I do things in my garden of a private nature. You will come along and prevent me doing those actions. So therefore, you are being mazik marchotza. You're causing me damage. Hezek ri'iyah causes a mania in hishtamshus. It prevents somebody from using his property the way a normal person would. So therefore, if you open up a window facing someone else's garden, the taina would be, up till now, we had a chazaka. We could use our garden for personal use. Now you've got a window there, can't do it anymore. So therefore, you're mazik my property. Now, among the Zeiten, this is a major issue because people had chatzeros, there wasn't electric lighting, they did a lot of private things in the chutz, they cooked there, they had an outhouse, and therefore it was a real hezek. Nowadays, it's much harder in din to force the closing of your window because there aren't so many private things going on in your garden. People have a swing set there, they play football there, the shpanzir, there's not much going on. In America, it's a much bigger problem because people have swimming pools in the back gardens. Opening up a window on the swimming pool is definitely a hezek. Because up to now I can go swim. Once you put a window over there, so the lack of sneers, the women can't go swimming anymore. It's a problem. It infringes the privacy. So where there is a real hezek, where the hishtamshus, the usage of the yard, the garden, is being affected by the opening of a window, then you would have the halachas of minyas psichas halon. You could prevent somebody from opening a window because you have a chazaka. Once you've gained the right, once I have a simple working, functioning, somebody to come along and open a window to prevent that usage, that would be a good example of hezek ru'iyah. There's another issue with looking into somebody else's yard. The Ramah says, Yesh oyv men simen kuf nun dal tziv gimu. Yesh oyv men shetzarech lizoy odem, odem, listakel beveyes chaver. You should be careful not to peer into somebody else's house. Why? Ad sho nitpas kiganev bria ahi. Kim she'en loy taim. If a person is seen looking to someone else's house, question is, why are you looking in someone else's house? Like, what is it? You stand in the street and look into someone else's house, just stand there staring through his curtains, through his front window. The Gemara says the problem of nitfas olav kiganav. It looks like you have nefarious intent. You want to maybe try and break in, steal something, see what's going on. Nitfas olav kiganav is a problem. You can't put yourself up, make yourself look like you're guilty of planning something nefarious. So therefore, a person who publicly is looking at someone else's property has a problem. Nitfas olav kiganav. You can't do something that looks like you're suspicious, because why is looking? It ain't like tanya. Why are you looking at someone else's property? Someone else's car, you want to break into his car maybe. Why are you looking in? If there's no reason, ain't like tanya, as the Ramah points out, then you have a chashash, nitfas olav kiganav. So even if it's nothing to do with windows, it's to go around looking at people's private properties, you know, peering inside, seeing what's going on, looking through the window, that is a form of nitvus olav kiganav. So therefore, the Ramah says you can't do that. The person can stop you.
Why is it different when you're looking from outside in, as opposed to looking from inside?
No, David. We're going through Hezekiah the Inyon.
I'm saying, why is that different? Because you're looking from inside your own house, at the window, and you're comparing it to looking from outside the property inside.
I'm not comparing. The Ramah brings down two examples of Hezekiah. One is looking inside, that has nothing to do with it. Looking into someone else's property can be by a variety of problems. One is Hezekiah, one is this of Yanov. Two different problems.
From inside your own house, somebody else's house could be limited
to them. Well, no, because no one knows you're doing it.
So that's why you're
saying that.
No, I'm talking about looking into somebody else's property. From where? It doesn't matter. Irrelevant from where?
You're not talking about
from
inside your own house.
Is a problem looking at somebody else's property from anywhere. Why are you looking into somebody else's property? The catch is, why are you doing it? Why not? Fine. The problem is, why are you looking into someone else's property? Because if he's aimed like time, you have a problem with this or began. I mean, the Ramah is on the same halacha. It's the Ramah. The Ramah is going to Niftach. It's the Ramah. He says, Vayter. He says, even if a person has Rishus, let a person open the window first. Open the window first. Someone comes along afterwards and goes to his chotzer. So I have a chazak on my window. But nonetheless, the person can still prevent me looking, saying you're staring at me. So even a person has a chazaka to have a window, but nonetheless, a person is allowed to stand there against his neighbor's objection because you are being nosy, you're interfering in my shtamshus. So the fact that you have a chazaka, so if you have no window, you certainly cannot open up a window because it ruins the chazaka. Even if you do have a window because you got a chazaka, nonetheless, the person can still prevent you from standing there and looking into his property because you have no any time in order to do it, and he is menel your shtamshus. So whether the window was there first or second, stand to stand outside and stand somebody else's property, that is zikr a problem of either Hezekiah and Nitfas Olav Kiganav. There's a third problem, the Gemara in Bab Metzia, that Kuf Zayin, Gemara says, Amar Rav Avo, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, says, Osol Adam Lamoy the Eitzel Sode Chaveri, you cannot stand next to your friend's field, the Shosha Metz the Komoisel, when it's fully grown, when the crops are ready to be cut down. Rashi says, why? Because you may be Mazikin, Aide Ein Hor. A person looks on to somebody else's Nechosin. There's a danger of an Ein Hor. What's Ein Hor? So it's discussed in many places. Rabbeinu Yoina, one place in the Ovis Perik Beis, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Rabbeinu Yonah describes, he says, a posh zach al pitivim, it's natural understood that when a person looks on something with an evil eye, that means he can't forgive yenin. He thinks, why does this person deserve that? That has a negative effect on the thing he's looking at. Other before Hashem describe it, I think the Malbim says, it's as if a person is sending poisoned arrows through his eyes at the item. Michal Eliyahu explains it. He says, because what am I doing? Be'etzim, a person, all Klal Yisrael together is one. So therefore, everyone should have equal respect for everyone else's things. If I'm saying this person doesn't deserve, let's say I look at someone's through garage, I see he's got a brand new car. Ein hor on it. I can't forgive him now. Why should he get a brand, nice brand new car? Right? That was an ein hor, because I'm saying he doesn't deserve that thing. My negative feelings towards that item do cause hashbor ruchni. There's no such thing to say it's only vision. The Maharshal also mentions this in the sugya of the Chaloimus. There's a sugya in Brachas Daf Nunei where the Gemara discussed a person has a dream, don't interpret it badly because that can't have hashbor. Everyone knows about dreams. You have a bad dream. If you say it over to somebody, they shouldn't give a bad explanation because that can affect the outcome of the dream. So, says Maharshal, who had in Ayin Hora works the same way. Although it's just something which is spiritual nature, but it can have a definite effect on what's going on in the world around us. The staff in Kiris Yaakov, in Baba Basra, has a whole shayla, and Baba Kama, has a whole shayla, if a person is chayiv for nezik caused through Ayin Hora. And he says, it's not possible you're not chayiv. It could be the reason why you can't make the person pay is because you can't prove exactly it came from the ayin hara, other school. A person did a school on somebody else and caused a hezek. You can't prove it's from that. But be'etzim ikradin, it could be there's a real chiv woman, the bad with paskin, hezek ru'iyah shmei hezek. Causing hezek with your vision is a real hezek. So that would include ayin hara. If a person in the hedge gave an iron horror to somebody, and afterwards, a few minutes later, the thing clats, then the choy was connected to iron horror, could be that because of the chiv. If a person, again, it's also toila on the madrega of the person. The higher madrega a person is, the more effect the iron has. The Gemara brings many cases of a Tanan Amoraim, you know, they would look at somebody and Vinayak Galats almost, he turned to a pile of stones. Because the iron was so powerful. So a person, the higher Madrega a person is, the more he's connected to the Olam Aruchni, and therefore the more hashpah his iron has on the things he looks at. So a person looks at things with an evil eye, you can't forgive someone to have something, that can have a definite negative hashpah. And the Gemara says that has also to do with you cannot stand in front of someone's field and look at things with an ayin hara. So I pass in the Mechaber, also in Simin Shin Ayin Ches Sifei, the person, you cannot look at somebody when he's cutting down his field because it can have the hashpah of making an ayin hara. Ayin hara is a real form of hezek ri'ah. Huh? Well, again, because he can't prove the ayin hara caused the hezek, it's hard to prove. Again, if the swimming pool came after the window, then the swimming pool has no tanya, but he's no tanya close your window, but he has a tanya you can't stand there looking. And there's still an is on the person in the window to look into the swimming pool. There's two nidoyim. The window stares because of a chashash yen looking out, and yen looking out. Two different nidoyim. Again, he can stop the person looking out his window, but standing there, but he can't tell the person to close up his window because the window's there first. Which means he has to swim with the risk that maybe the fellow will be by his window and might, the privacy is not a time because my pool is first. You open a window second, so you can forget. You can't open. Again, if the window was first, out from the swimming pool. But Edson, there was a din Torah about a person opened up a swimming pool on the window. It was unclear who was first because the house was bought from a guy, so the chazak on the window was unclear. So a person had a swimming pool there and he was tanning on the lekeach. You got to close up your window. So the basic passage over there, that a swimming pool, faket, is a mazik to the window, because people can see. You're being not sneer, so if you are there second, then you're being mazik him. So you've got to put a fence around your swimming pool. That's how you pass him. Chaim Kohn passed this in, about 20 years ago. Famous employer. So nafkamin is, so about it. So the first nafkamin is, if a person doesn't know he's being looked at, then there's no mnei hishtamshus. In other words, if I stand by the window, if I stand by a person right in front of a person's field or a person's garden, and look straight on, so now he's prevented from doing his hishtamshus he wants to do, so fine, so that's a real hezekriya. But let's say I do without him realizing, right? Let's say I put a small camera in, right? And I spy that way. So therefore, out mnei hishtamshus, there's no problem. Because I'm not preventing him from his damage. He can still carry on. He doesn't know I'm standing altogether. Although bad, but now it's not time anyway, because those satellites can see anyway, but I don't know, Google Earth is nothing about time to say it's spying anyway. But every person is spying, so therefore mitzad his damages, there's no problem. However, mitzad ayin hora, there could still be a problem. So even though there's nothing private going on, but it's time I hack into somebody's bank accounts and see what's going on in there. So that mitzad hezek, I'm not mazikin, not all, but mitzad sheni, there is a chashash of ayin hara. So if I am going to look at other, access privileged information, then the ayin hara aspect is zikhara problem. However, naniach, let's attack it. I'm trying to avoid ayin hara. I'm not going down that road. I'm looking at things which is not necessarily, someone who does not ayin hara on this person. I'm just curious, I want to know what's going on, I want to investigate somebody, let's say I'm trying to do a shidduch, trying to do a business, and I want to investigate, I'm just a curious person. I want to see what's going on by someone else. I'm taka of Shmiras and I, we're careful with Shmiras and I, all the things I shouldn't be looking at. What's the issue with that? Sound surveillance.
Surveillance for no reason.
Surveillance for no reason. Curiosity. I'm a bit bored. I want to look around. What's going on?
A nosy
park. Nosy. Bekitz of Elaz. A nosy park. It's called Sacronus. So, the Pasuk does say, in Pash Kedoshim, Lo Yisech Rachel Ba'amecha. Rachel is Tak Loshem Raglim. Rachel, same Loshem Rachel says over here. What is loyseilech rochel ba'amecha? So Rashi says an interesting thing. He says, why is it called loyseilech rochel? Don't go with be'a roichel. So Rashi says, because what people do is, ba'alosh and hora, is they hoichim bevoteriyem, they walk around their friends' houses, l'ragel, to spy out, ma'yiru ra, what's going on, a bad thing, or ma'yishmu ra, they can hear something else, l'saper l'shuk. In other words, they assimilate information by going around spying on people, and therefore, once they have the information on hand, then they go around and tell other people that is their gishmak. So the iser of lo yiserech rochel ba'amecha is essentially going and assimilating information with the intent to go and spread it in the shul. So a person who is accessing information is b'chlal this problem lo yiserech rochel ba'amecha. Shlomo Melech writes in Mishlei, says, Hoylech Rochil Megal Lesoid. The two things are bound up together. A person who's a Hoylech Rochil, he's a Megal Lesoid, it's the same problem. A person revealing someone else's secret is a problem. It's B'chlal the problem of Hoylech Rochil. Balachas Ketanis says the much starker. Balachas Ketanis in Shuvah Chedek Aleph, Simon Reisha involved, writes as well. He says, it's awesome to go around and investigate what's going on in someone else's private business. He says, "Aus loyseh rochel ba'amecha," and he says, "Mali la'cherim, mali la'atzmoi." So, what's the difference? The Torah wants to protect other people's integrity. You're not allowed to go around and spread bad rumors about other people, give bad information, because we want to protect the person, the victim. So, what's the difference if it's a question of telling somebody else or accessing that information myself? So the iser of being nosy in someone else's business is bechlal of iser of loyserech rochel b'mecha directly, just accessing information by itself, because la'atzmo as well. We don't want people to think badly of Reuven, So either Reuben, Tznor should tell Reuben, or Reuben shouldn't find out himself either. Access and information is the problem of Lo Yiseilech Rachel Be'amechel. It's a further problem. A person
who is going around
finding information out like that. So the Kuntres HaSfeikus writes, he says, if a person would have an opportunity, let's say, to go up to Shammai, and the Megalim, and their Soides and the Floyd, and you'll see the Malachim, you'll see the Pavon Shemelech, you'll see Kishakov, you'll see everything, right? He has the opportunity to go and do that. But they make one condition they make on the person. Says, you can do all this, but when you get back to Earth, you're not allowed to tell anybody what you saw. He says, it's not Kedai. The whole gishmak, a person has a gishmak, it's a natural type of a person to want to share information. That person wants to share information with somebody else. He knows something, he gets a gishmak in passing that information on. It's a nasty person. A person wants that, he'd rather not have information, than rather once he has information, he will have the gishmak want to pass on that information. So a person who is exposing himself to private knowledge will ultimately have this yetzirah. I want to spread it on. But Etzem, this is one of the big problems with technology nowadays. It used to be, I'm all good saying, it used to be very geschmack to go and tell somebody else, oh, did you who got engaged? Did you who had a baby? And now you tell somebody, what? It's old, it's 2 minutes old already, that. Because there's mass texting, everyone knows all this stuff. It's such a shame, it's a shock. A big nachas is now being robbed from Klal Yisrael. This nachas are going around and spreading good news. Can't do it anymore because it's very, everything's public knowledge, everything's instant. People just get nachas wrong. That's gone now. But, yeah, unfortunately. Right. There's another problem. If a person is accessing private information, so the pasuk of Lo Yiseilech Rachel Be'amechel is the first part. The second part of the pasuk also says Lo Yisamoid Al Dam Re'echel. The Pesachei Tshuva writes, he says, Avada, we know the Yisrael Lo Yiseilech Rachel Be'amechel Yisrael Lashon Hara. You can't go around spreading bad information. There's an equal part of the pasuk, Lo Yisamoid Al Dam Re'echel. What does that mean? Lo Yisamoid Al Dam Re'echel means you can't stand by and let somebody suffer where you can prevent that suffering, whether it's begufoy or b'mamoyne. Chavetz Chaim has an example in Hilchos Achilus in the Klal Tes. He speaks out. Let's see, I see a person about to go into a shop, and I know that the person's a bit naive, the customer's a naive person, and the storekeeper rubbing his hands in glee. This is a prime customer. He loves this type. He's going to make his day. So the Chavetz Chaim says, B'choira, you have a mitzvah to tell the customer, you should know if you go to that store, you are in danger because what will happen is he'll be mu'una, he'll be overcharged. There's a halacha, you cannot charge a person more than a sixth above market price, otherwise shad geneva. If this person goes in that store, he will be overcharged. And therefore, you have to tell the person, as Lo Yisamoid Al Dam Re'echel, you should know if you go into that place, you will be overcharged. Lashon Hara, the storekeeper. You're right. It's true with Lashon Hara. Because you're telling the storekeeper he's a bad person. Maybe it's a chain, you have Lo Yisamoid Al Dam Re'echel. And the pasuk says, it's true, Lo Yisamoid Al Dam Re'echel, but we also have Lo Yisamoid Al Dam Re'echel as well. So therefore, you're allowed to say the Lashon Hara because you've got to save the person from becoming a victim of the storekeeper. He will take money out of him. Esam has a shayla as well. There's a shayla. Let's say he won't be charged over a sixth. The Israel law is up to is a sixth more than market price. Let's say the storekeeper will, cheat him out of the price. He'll cover the sticker price and charge him, let's say, 20p, 30p extra. Poch mishtus, less than six above market price. So mitzad echad is going to be gypped. Mitzad sheni, it's not going to be a massive gneva because it's under a six. Even in that case, where be'etzen, the storekeeper will not be over an iser, because he could be allowed to charge up to a six over market price. He's not being ripped off the customer. But nonetheless, because the machleis shoyim can you overcharge altogether or not? So you have a tzorich il, whether or not you should tell the customer or not. Because soif kol soif, there's still maybe the customer may be suffering by going to the store. There could be lo yisam la amri echa, even though the storekeeper may not necessarily be over the isra boino, but just the hefsim on by itself, where it's being untreated unfairly by the storekeeper, that is a risky situation. Therefore, your mechuyev to kenzayin help the person from that situation, which would require you to tell the customer that he's entering a dangerous situation. You can't stand by while your person's friend's blood is being spilled, while he is losing out. So this is very, very negeya. A person is accessing private information. He is putting himself into a very delicate situation. The marshal, let's say you have a home decorator. That's a home decorator, someone does interior designing. So he has a very busy, very successful business he has, and he has a bunch of clients lined up. He's got Reuven this week, and Shimon next week, and later the week after. So he's working in Reuven's house, and he's in the office. So he's papering the walls, or doing the bookcases, looking at the papers on the table. So the peer looks in the papers, letter, two letters, three letters, see what's going on over there. He sees over there the Reuven in the process of selling a building to Levi, and there's a sitting tenant in the building, and there's a small note Reuven's written on the board on the letter, right, to his own colleague. Says, "We know the tenant in Levi's building is about to go bankrupt, and the building's selling Levi, and it's going to greatly devaluate the property. Keep it quiet till the sale goes through." So, the interior decorator sees this letter. Fine. So now, he has a mitzvah to tell Levi, you should know, I can't stand by and watch while Reuven goes and steals money from me. Because the property is going to be worth much less, the tenant's going to go bankrupt. Levi doesn't know this information, Reuven does know. Reuven's being unethical, not revealing the information to Levi, and he's basically trying to pull a fast one on him. So what's the decorator going to do now? He's going to call up Levi. He's going to say, "Levi, you should know, Loi Sam Dam Reacha." What? Huh? Loi, it's a lav deraisa. Loi Sam Dam Reacha. It's a lav. No, he has a chiv to inform Levi. Why? The chiv is because if he doesn't, he's not a lav deraisa. Loi Sam Dam Reacha. So now the interior decorator has a chiyuv to go and tell Levi that the building is buying from Reuven, the tenant is going to go bankrupt, the building is not worth what you're paying. Too bad. He's now in a situation where he's allowed their asset problem. Now, what's he going to do? You have a problem. Because he's going to call Levi up and say, "Levi, your building." So how do you know? So what? How do you know? Like, how are you, interior decorator, interior designer, know about real estate? You know what's happening 500 miles away. Well, I haven't seen a letter about it. How do you see a letter? Well, I was doing interior decoration in somebody else's house and saw a letter. Oh, so you mean you go and peer people's business when you're doing interior decorating? Well, I'm canceling my contract with you then. So the interior decorator is essentially putting himself in a situation where he's risking his own business, because once he comes aware of information which is detrimental to somebody else, he has to pass that on, and it could have a great personal cost. Serves him right. You're right. Serves him right. So therefore, that is one of the risks. A person is accessing privileged information. He is running risk of getting himself in the serious situation of having to pass on that information, even if it's something he would rather not do. So it's better among not to know the information. There are many, many tshuvas shailas in the Sforim. We got shiduchim. We got doctors. Doctors, you know, before they take practice, they have to take the Hippocratic Oath. That oath precludes them from revealing private client information. They can't go and tell the patient, their patient's health history to other people, because it's going to be very hard to be a doctor that way. So let's say a doctor is aware of a shidduch that's going on, And he knows that the chassan, rahman aslan, has an illness which will affect the marriage. Could be a terminal illness, not diagnosed yet. Not people don't know about it yet. Could be something else. What's he meant to do? Is the doctor allowed to reveal the information to the callous side or not? So, since Eliezer has the truth about it, Mishnah Lachos has the truth about it, Rabbi Yosef writes that the Chayra, it's very difficult to say that the oath he takes when he becomes a doctor can include such a situation. Because a person is Mushma Bo'oimida Pi'ar Sinai. A person in Har Sinai says, I will be covered with mitzvah of Loisama Damriyacho. I have a mitzvah to pass on information where someone will be victimized, someone will suffer by the lack of that information. If I'm aware of that, I've got to pass it on. You can't make a shvua against something that's Mushma from Har Sinai. A shvua cannot be chal if I already have a shvua against that from Har Sinai. So therefore, the shvua of the doctor is not chal l'choira on that information, and therefore the doctor will have no excuse, but he has to pass on information. You should know this chosen has machlo panimis, and therefore if you go through the shidduch, you have a problem.
Even if it's not being asked.
Well, the sound reference has nothing to do with being asked. You have to pass on the information. There was another shayla came. Again, this doctors have this problem. You know, again, there are ways, you know, to deal with it, get information across that, yes, like running with source, and you know, getting a different way. If you can get the report in a different way, that's the way to go. But once you are aware of that information, then you have a problem. Because you can't stop the person's blood being spilled. You've got to go ahead and do that.
He doesn't have to be a doctor, you can apply to
it. Minchas Yitzchak was asked the shayla.
You can't stop somebody.
The Minchas Yitzchak was asked the shayla about, there was a child who was born, and they from before the war, and they thought they were Jewish. They found out they weren't Jewish, but they wanted to be when they were engaged. They wanted to be Megayer now. It's not to be Megayer before the Chasna. So the Midrash said, you can do the Geirus, but you have to tell the Chosn. Why? Because a person's a Geir, that is something which is Nikuv and Ashidach, and you have to pass on the information. You can't withhold the information. Adoption, a child is adopted, that is something which is an ikuv and a shidduch, and a person is aware that a child is adopted, and the mechutonim are unaware of that, you have to tell the mechutonim the information. That's l'sama d'amreicha, because adoption is a mum, and it could have effects later on, well, on vehicles, whatever it is, and therefore a person is aware, if a person is aware that the mechutonim do not know there's an adoption situation over here, you have to pass off an information. The person not doesn't pass information, then there could be shaylas later on in the marriage, could make achtoyes shaylas, could affect the whole situation.
It's
a mitzvah, you're not allowed to keep quiet. You have to say it.
Is it mutlach
achilah to
approach the other side's
family
doctor and put him in this situation?
If the family doctor knows, he shouldn't
have
been there anyway.
For the other part,
if a person, if a mechutin calls up a doctor, says, I want information on this patient, I'm now in a shidduch with this mishpacha, you know, is there a family health issue there or not? And the doctor would be mechutin to say, yeah, definitely.
So, is it mechutin to
make
that phone call to the doctor in that position?
Why not?
Because you know that he could now be open up to
use the device. I'll tell you, you have to take protection for yourself. You have to make inquiries. You should look at making inquiries. Well, I don't, I'm not sure what the Graham has against. If you, a person has information, which is... if the kavana of the shoyl is to get the person struck off, then no. So what you have to do is, again, so the doctor will have to find a way to pass the information without getting struck off. But it's, I mean, it's truth about it. It's not a, I'm not a person saying this. But there's a good big problem. It's a big problem. A person has health information about somebody else, and that could affect the shidduch, then they have to pass that on. Now the doctor may have to tell somebody else, and they'll come out that way, not from the doctor. Okay, there are answers. But it's a person going to the shidduch has to know this information, if it's around. There's another shayla. Recently a person, there's a lady who was there, A lady was very not well, very sick. She was unable to bring up her children. So what they did was they had someone else come to the house and bring up the children, and no one knew about this. So it was very quiet. So the ma'aser, they came to a shidduch, and they wanted to do a shidduch with another, let's say it was two chassidish families. One to a shidduch, one with the other. And it happened to be that the chassidish family of the girl, right, the mother was sick, and they were having some modern girl who's helping out the family. So the ikar chinuch of this chassidish girl didn't come from the mother, they came from somewhere else with a different story altogether. And so the ma'aser went into the shidduch, and the ma'aser caused problems. Because the girl was not what she was pretended to be. Because this was a regular chassidish girl, she wasn't. It's a completely different situation. If a person's aware of that, then they have a mitzvah to say. Some which is the ikar of the shidduch, if you don't think of a shidduch, which could cause a shidduch, then there is a problem of lois samal adam recho by not revealing that information. The Chayrim of Rabbi Geshem, as I mentioned over here, Rabbi Geshem had put a Chayrim on reading other people's letters. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Agur ben Zain, Simin Shim, and Dal Yerdea. Reading other people's letters, the Maharberg does write afterwards, and that's only if the recipient letter has not discarded it. Once it's been discarded by the recipient, then the Chayrim Rabbi Geshem is no longer in force, according to the Maharberg anyway. Of it, the other problems of the halachas ketanas and access to information will still be prevalent. You may still have a problem. Reading someone else's veil could be a problem in our journey, because once you access private information, you are getting yourself into a situation where you may have to reveal information you'd rather not reveal. Another problem, there's a mitzvah to say deraisa, we know, of peicheach, peicheach es hamisecha. You've got to tell somebody off. If you're aware they're doing something wrong, and your words can have an effect on them, you have a mitzvah to tell them off. So a person, let's say, accesses private information, like breaks and hacks into someone's computer, hacks into his boss's computer, and he finds stuff there which is inappropriate, and he is in a position to tell his boss, listen, I saw what's going on in your thing, in your spare time, I see you're ordering your meat from McDonald's and fast food, and you can't do that, not allowed. And his boss might say, how do you know? Ah, you go through my email, you're fired. Well, the person has a problem now, because there's a mitzvah in the rest of Hechtachir. Now, could be not have to lose a job for it, but that's an extreme case. But another situation was, you find out about. You spy on other people, you find information out where there is a mitzvah of Techocha, and you are aware of that, so now you have a mitzvah, you have a problem, I know information now, what do I do with it?
And what about if he knows, the one who sees it, buys it, meat by Magda, he knows it won't make a voice. So he's...
Again, there's only a mitzvah of hecher to hecher, if has ashwa. The person won't be grace, there's no mitzvah, no chanamah. But I'm all you can do it. And it's a great, it's a shekel of that. It's better not to be in a situation. Once a person is accessing privileged information, he will be put himself in a situation where he may have the issues of hecher to hecher, with samad adam reyecha, ayin hora. So once a person gets involved in this type of behavior, he is getting himself into trouble. There is another inyan.
Why spouse and children?
Huh?
Spouse and children.
Again, sometimes it's kedai to be nachnam because there's no problem. There's another inyan. Matzio speaks about barichus. The problem is that Boreshlan putting a person on natural teva of be nosy, to be curious. To find out curious. Why? The Boreshlan put it in there because a person is meant to use that for toyer. No one knows what's going on. I want to find out. I want to pass on to other people, give a share. I want to know what's going on in Torah. If a person takes that koyach and then uses it for other things outside Torah, then he's killing. No, he's only first. He has a gross says Mishlei. The mitzvah gross, the mitzvah is a person does something good. It creates a vacuum. I want to do something else the same way. Person does a very gross the same. A person gets used to being nosy. He's using that koyach and he's giving himself more reason to be more and more nosy. And find out more information, and he's killing his cheshek ha-Torah, and he's putting us to all these problems. So a person wants to start spying people and being nosy, and this and that, all you get is problems. You're curious about stuff, use the koyach to learn choyker, and a person will, as the Kunsa Tzvekis calls, have a cheshek to give out to others, and people also can't be able to give a shirim as well.